evening to everyone, and to welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team Prepaid Legal Conference Call. It's been another exciting week in Prepaid Legal. We're looking forward to an either better week this week, but to get things kicked off tonight, I would like to go straight out to the leader of the More Success Team, the Executive Vice President of Prepaid Legal, $500,000 income earner, Millionaire Club member, but most importantly, he's my papa, and that's Mr. Ken Moore. Papa, are you with us?
I'm right here, Jeremy, and I'd like to say to everybody before we get the call started that if we get cut off, it's because we're having tornadoes right now in Oklahoma. I think that past Jeremy and I, we had our sirens going mighty strong here a few minutes ago, and I think yours is off too now, is it, Jeremy?
Yes, sir.
I lost you somewhere there. I know Randy is in the midst of a storm right at the moment. But after that, I would like to say that it is great to have everybody on the call tonight. We're going to have a great call. We've got absolutely a great speaker, someone that's not only just talked it, he walked it, he does a great job. He's a good friend, $100,000 ring earner, Millionaire Club member, great family man and Christian, and none other than our friend, Mr. Casey Call. Casey, you on the call?
I'm here, Mr. Moore. Can you hear me okay?
Can hear you, and it's really, really good to hear your voice tonight. Thank you for taking time on your busy schedule. I know you're well on your way to getting your $250,000 ring this year, and I congratulate you on that because I know you're going to accomplish this year to accomplish that.
Oh, thank you so much. And, to everybody on the call, tonight is a special night for me, just being able to be on the call with Mr. Moore and the rest of the Moore family and everyone else. It feels like, to me, I don't know if you ever saw those comedy shows where somebody, saves somebody's life and then they owe them their life for the rest of their life. I feel like that sometimes with Mr. Moore because of the way he's really unselfishly sewed into my life and my family's life over the years and really awoken me to the idea of what sowing and reaping is all about. And so tonight, just having a couple minutes with everybody on the call, I'm truly excited to just spend a little bit of time. I'll tell you my story a little bit. I got started with Prepaid Legal. I was a bottled water delivery boy. I was a Culligan man. I was delivering bottled water for about $2,000 a month. It was my full-time income. And then I started with Prepaid Legal. I was really looking for a way out of that rat race. I was paying credit cards off with other credit cards, and things weren't going good. There was no recession going on, but I had invented one in my life. And so when I got started with Prepaid Legal, I was, as they say in a lot of parts, I had a PhD. I was poor, hungry, and driven, and I was going like gangbusters, doing my best to make ends meet. Well, in my third month, part-time with Prepaid Legal, I was making $3,000 a month part-time. And I was able to quit my job and go full blast with Prepaid, and I haven't had to have a job since. And, that's been a fantastic thing. I just celebrated my 12th anniversary with the company on May 8th. May 8th is a big day for me and for my family because things changed. Things changed for not just me and my family, but my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. They're not even a twinkle in my children's eyes yet, and they're already got things made just by the way Harlan Stonecipher has things set up for us and for everybody else on this call. I met my wife, Elena, through Prepaid Legal. I was at a group, and I went out and signed up a group, and she signed up for the whole package, and so I ended up with her, and now we've got four kids together. And she's a Russian immigrant, so it's kind of interesting. She's also very active in the business and one of the best speakers in the country, I think, and has been speaking at a lot of women's events and just a great lady. But when I met Elena, she's a Russian immigrant. She's being a Russian immigrant. She had everything I was looking for. She was intelligent and a go-getter. She was pulling herself up by her own bootstraps and obviously beautiful, blonde, blue eyes. I had everything she was looking for, which is I was over 18 and American citizen, so that's good. I had that going for me. anyway, tonight on the call, guys, I'll just talk a little bit about growing up, and I want to talk a little bit about Mr. Moore again, because I thought over the years quite a lot about Ken and Shirlene Moore and how they became so successful, because I don't mean any disrespect in saying this, but you probably wouldn't pick Ken Moore out of a lineup and say, well, that's the guy right there, that's the one I'm going to recruit, that's going to take this thing to the top and make tens of millions of dollars in Prepaid Legal. and yet that's exactly what he's done. And I've asked myself so many times throughout the years, now, what is it that he's doing? What is he doing? What is he doing? What is he doing that makes a difference? And the truth is, it's not what he's doing that makes a difference. It's really who he is that makes the difference. And what I mean by that is, we can teach you all day long how to do a sit-down presentation. We can teach you how to do a PBR. We can teach you how to do all these different things. And you've heard it said many times, it's more about the philosophy, well, and the law of association. Well, truly, the law of association, just the kindest and greatest, and I mean this from my bottom of my heart. I don't say this about anybody, but probably, you know, just a maybe two or three people on the planet. But Ken Moore, one of my favorite people on the planet, just knows how to be nice to people. It's a special art that everyone around Ken Moore, every single person that comes in contact with him, learns how to be grateful. They learn how to be gracious. They learn how to be giving and kind and patient. And they learn how to work hard. And they learn how to joke through tough times. And they learn how to sow into people's lives, not even ever expecting anything to come back their direction. And truly, those kinds of principles are what you want to you really want to study. You really want to ingrain in yourself by reading those kinds of books. Find out, what kinds of books did you read, Mr. Moore? What kind of books did you? That's the best question you could ask Ken Moore. What kind of books did you read? What did you do when times got tough? Can you tell me about the tough times? And listen to the stories. Listen to the gratitude during the toughest times. Listen to that grateful. I mean, these guys went through the toughest, roughest times in prepaid legal, the times when Hollow Stone Cipher was selling furniture to make payroll, the times when they cut advance commissions down to as earned. I mean, I'm telling you guys, they went through the lean and mean times and kept on believing and kept on keeping on. And that's the reason we've got a company today. That's the reason that I can even say hello on the phone tonight as a Millionaire Club member is because of Ken Moore. And so when I was growing up, you know, for me there's just a couple things that I think are pretty critical in prepaid legal or in success. My grandfather, one day, I was married once before my wife, Elena. I was married to a girl named Sarah, and I was just got engaged to her. And I went over to introduce her to my grandfather's house. To my grandparents, and I showed up my normal 1 hour late. I was my usual 1 hour late to go meet the grandparents with my fiance. Only problem was it was daylight savings time, and I had forgotten to set my clock back. Guess what? I was 2 hours late. I walked up, knocked on the door. My grandfather opened the door. I said, "Grandpa," and he slugged me so hard in the stomach I made my head spin. I mean, he little guy, he's only about 5'6", 105 pounds, soaking wet. But he hit me in the stomach like Mike Tyson that night. And he was a man of very few words. He rarely said anything. And he just said a couple words. He said, "You're late. You're always late. Your grandmother's been cooking that meal, and now it's cold. Get inside and eat." And I didn't even have a chance to introduce him to my fiance, but I walked in, and I was so embarrassed, I decided I was not going to be late again. I was never going to be late again. And Harlow Stonecipher, later on I heard Harlow Stonecipher say, "If you can't be on time, be early." Now, how hard is it to do that? How hard is it to start? You know, I noticed that this conference call didn't start at a minute past the hour, didn't start at 5 minutes past the hour, start on time. You know, and that's something that's generated. It's a culture of responsibility and respect. When you're on time, you're showing others that you respect them before you've even met them. And I'm telling you guys, that's such a rare commodity, a rare trait, but it's what leads to success. It's one of the fibers, the steel carbon fibers that leads to your success. And then, you know, when I was a kid, my father, I remember I was about, I don't know, 7 years old, and I was outside, and I said, "Dad, I'm going to go play with my friend Chris." He says, "Okay." So I went to go play with my friend Chris, and I was riding my bike around in the driveway, and I kind of got preoccupied, and I set up a little jump, and I was kind of having some fun, and, you know, the time passed, and about an hour later, my dad comes outside. He says, "Son, I thought you said you were going to your friend Chris's house." And I said, "Well, I changed my mind." And he says, "Huh, and I saw my father's face. It looked like the sky is probably over Oklahoma right about now. And it was like all matters of storm and tornado was winding up in his eyes, and I knew I was in trouble. And he said, "That's nice." He says, "Well, you're on restriction for a month." I said, "A month? I mean, I'd never been on restriction for more than 2 or 3 days." And I said, "A month? Why? What did I, you know, I didn't do anything," right? That was my famous response. "I didn't do anything." And he says, you said you were going to go, and you're a call. He says, "When you say you're going to do something, you better damn well do it." And I'll never forget those words. And he said, "Your word is your bond. When you make a commitment, it's everything. It's what defines you." And I thought, wow. Wow, I had no idea. I missed that one pretty good. He says, "Now you go and apologize to Chris, and you get home, and you're on restriction for a month." And that was a lesson I didn't have to learn twice. And I thank my father for being harsh that one time with me so that I could carry it. But most of your associates, most of the people that you meet, well, don't have that value ingrained in them. And that's good news for you, because you can do that and excel and rise above the masses. You can become one of the tops by just showing up and doing what you said you were going to do, long after the feeling that you said it in has left you. So I would be remiss if I didn't talk just a tiny bit about getting people started and getting people started right. And I don't know if any of you have seen this. There's a great video out there of there's a band called Nickelback, and they have this video called "Save Me." And if you get to go to YouTube and look it up, I really recommend you check it out. It's really cool. It's called "Save Me" by Nickelback. All right. And here's what happens. In this video, the premise of it is this man is walking along, and he just about falls into traffic when another man sees him, rushes, runs about 15 feet over, grabs him, pulls him out of the way, and saves his life. And just as he does that, he passes a trait on to the man who was saved. And the trait is he can see above everyone's head a number, and that number coincides with how many days, minutes, and hours are left, and seconds left on the planet for that person. How long they have to live. Doesn't say how they're going to die. It just says how long they have to live. And you watch as the video winds on, and you see that this woman who's pregnant, and there's a sign over her head about how long she's going to live, and then there's a little sign over, a little number over her tummy for how long the baby has to live, and then there's another one where an older woman is going into an ambulance, and you see the clock ticking down, 10, 9, 8, and she passes away. Well, here's the deal, and that it's a very moving video if you watch it, but as I was watching it, I began to think to myself, you know, this is so much like associates in a way. I can see, Ken Moore can see, you know, Jeremy and the rest of the family. I mean, these top leaders, they can see it. When Kyle Kimbrell sees a new associate come on in the organization, he can see that number over their head, how long they have to live before they get a paycheck, before they're going to die. In other words, you can see how long you've got to get them a paycheck. And that number is ticking, and it's ticking fast. And sometimes it's ticking real fast. You've got to get them a check right away or they're gone. And I feel like it's my responsibility to save that person. Hey, man, we got them in the business. Now we've got to move them into that check and get it to them right away. Get them moved on to where they're getting paid. And I tell you, you create an excited associate. As soon as you do that, a light switch turns on. I mean, they're excited. They're excited about signing up as an associate. And it's kind of like if you were dating somebody, you know, you ask for their phone number. The way this, you got their phone number, you get all excited. Woo, I got the phone number. You know, I'm going to call her up and I'm going to ask her out for a date. Now, you know, I just hit Elena over the head with a club, and then, you know, I drug her back to the cave. But anyway, that's another story. So, but the bottom line is when you ask them out on a date, you get all excited. And that's like signing them up as an associate. You got their phone number, kind of. That's really all that's happened, is you got their phone number. But then when you get them paid, that's actually asking them out on a date. That's actually saying, hey, let's get together and let's get you, you know, get. And then when you get them to executive,
executive director, and it's like you're married. You know, there's a, it's like you're married. You know, 50% of marriages end in divorce. You know, you gotta nurture those relationships and build them up. And you know, there's these great people come along in your teams called platinums, and then that's, you know, that's people you can just count on for the rest of your life. Well, I saw another movie recently that really made me think about associates, and there's this movie Avatar. Hopefully everybody on this call has seen Avatar by now, but if you haven't, there's this particular scene in the movie where this you know, the hero, so to speak, he's going to be initiated into this tribe called the Na'vi, and it's the kind of the final task that he has to perform, where he has to kind of capture this wild dinosaur bird kind of thing, right? And he's got to go over and he's got to capture this thing. And he says to the girl, he says, "So how are you going to know? How do I know that it's the right one? How do I know it's the right dinosaur bird to capture as my own, you know, wild animal?" And she says, "Well, you'll know because it's going to try to kill you." he says, "Oh, that's fantastic, great." So he goes to capture this bird. Anyway, he does. And he finally wrestles this quote-unquote, you know, new associate, and it becomes an associate, right? And then here's what she says. She says, "Okay, so now you've bonded, but here's what's important." And they're sitting there next to this huge cliff that goes down thousands and thousands of feet. And so what happens is, she says, "You've got to fly right away, right now, or else the bond will be broken." In other words, it's just like that same thing with new associates. So here's what happens. He says, "What do I do?" She says, "You just say fly. Just think it, and the thing will think with you." And so he says, "Fly," and this thing dives off, and it starts barreling down, and this barrel spiraloids, crashing into the side of the wall, and his life's in danger. And what's happening is this animal is responding directly to his thoughts. His thoughts are all chaotic. And then finally he says, "Fly straight." And this thing starts flying straight. And he says, "Bank left." And it starts banking left. And he has this most incredible experience of his life. And so with our new associates, it's kind of like that. You've got that bond. Now they're a new associate, but you've got to kind of like consummate it by getting that first paycheck in their pocket. Do it with a private business reception, guys, because if you're going to do it big. Create a situation where you've got not only an associate that's gotten paid, but you got an associate that's gotten paid a whole bunch of money. And now you say, "Look, you brought in three or four people tonight. Hey, that puts you so close now. You're only three PBRs away from being a director, and you could be a director in this business, get a $1,000 bonus for getting to the level of director." So now you've got the next step already planned out and moving forward. By moving into action right away with that new associate. So, in kind of recapping tonight's call, look, be grateful and value your leadership. Boy, if I had somebody like Ken Moore, you know, whispering in my ear saying, "Hey, listen, you can be something," I'd believe him. If I had Ken Moore saying, I'd say, "Ken, what do I need to do to get to the top?" And if he said jump, I'd say how high, how many times, and in what direction, and I would just double whatever number he gave me. You know, that's my philosophy. That's my thought process. Is whatever my leadership is telling me to do, I'm gonna you know, surprise them. I'm gonna go over the top of what they had in mind. So with that, you know, just to value the time that you have with all your leadership in the team. I'm so grateful just to have a moment to sow back in and to have an opportunity, and I hope that I have many more over the years to spend with the Moore family and really just try to give back for which is going to be an impossible feat because you've given me so much. I do appreciate it, and I'll turn the call back to you, sir.
KC, that is wonderful knowledge, wonderful thing. You had a great, you're building a great team, and your theology is right. You know, we used to say, as your mother brings a child into the world, it's what you do when you recruit an associate. And a mother has to change that baby's diapers. A mother has to watch a baby crawl and walk and run. And that's what we have a responsibility when we bring a new associate in. We always used to say we look for fat people because we want them to be faithful
available, and trainable. If they're that way, they will, can, and will be successful. But if any one of those ingredients are gone, it's a pretty hard thing to do. So you want to work with those who will let you, and those who won't let you, love them anyhow, and when they do get ready, to help them. Casey Call, we appreciate so much you and your lovely wife. Thank you for being on the call tonight. And remember, I just adopted you. We may not be getting paid on you, but someday I'll just send you a bill. That'd be okay?
That'd be fantastic. That'd be great.
Thanks, Casey. Appreciate you being on tonight, and God bless you.
Thanks, sir. Bye-bye.
And, Jeremy, back to you.
All right. Now I'd like to go out to Durant, Oklahoma, and to $100,000 income earner, Platinum 2 Executive Director, Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Thank you for being on. I hope you can hear me. We've got a bad storm going on in the background. But I want to thank Mr. Call for being on and for taking his valuable time out to support our More Success team and, of course, everything that he and his family have done and are doing with Prepaid Legal. But right now, Jeremy, what I want to do is go out to the state of Virginia and to $200,000 income earner, Millionaire Club member, Mr. Jeff Hughes. Jeff, are you on the call? I don't know if he got on the call or not. Do we have Mr. Jeff Hughes on? Do you have me on, Mr. Moore? Did you lose me?
I can hear you, Dad.
I can hear you, Randy.
Okay. I guess Mr. Jeff Hughes didn't get on. And, Mr. Moore, I'm going to have to turn it back over to you. I've got a bad storm coming through, and I've just lost all electricity.
Oh, man. Okay. We got you, Randy. Folks, I'm sorry we've had storms down this way. Jeff may be having a storm of his own. Jeremy, you have some words you want to say, please?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you now, Jeremy.
Yeah. All right. I'd just like to remind everyone that the new Players Club trips for next year just kicked off. The qualification period begins this month. So everyone needs to do their best to get in Players Club 10 for the next 9 months so they can get an all-expense-paid vacation to beautiful Cancun, Mexico. I tell you what, some of the best vacations Stephanie and I have been able to take over the last 10 years have been through the Players Club. Papa, don't you think it's a really important goal for especially a new person just getting started in prepaid legal as an initial goal to commit and be committed to consistently be in that Players Club?
Well, Jeremy, besides consistently being in it, besides getting the trips, it gives you something to work towards, and that's an extra $6,000 a year. And, there's not many people here who gets a $6,000 per year bonus to start with. So I think it's a great thing. And we might want to mention, even though this is not the group call tonight, that people can, if they're recruiting somebody in brand new and they get into the business and the person goes to group school and goes out and opens up 3 new groups, they got to tell group marketing about it, but they will automatically be moved to manager level. Of course, that's got to be a new group. It's got to be a new business, not reinstatements. And if a trainer helps them, they still have to keep at least 50% of their business. But you get another three groups and you're director, Jeremy. So we got so much going with direct marketing or network marketing, whichever one you want to call it, or for its groups or whatever. We got so much going, so many bonuses going on, that this is really, really exciting times. I sat on the cast of board of directors, and we just got lots of good things going on. And I hope that Mr. Hughes is on now. Mr. Hughes, I guess something's happened there, Jeremy. That
he is, but we also probably want to remind everyone that the upcoming APT for most areas is this coming up weekend. And, it's so important to your businesses to make sure you get plugged into your local APTs in your areas. I think they just extended the registration, the pre-registration dates for those upcoming APTs in the next couple of weeks. So we really encourage everyone on tonight's call on the More Success team to get plugged into your local APTs, because I think statistically, and I may be off a number or two, but I don't think I am off. I think the person that attends the APTs as opposed to don't, they sell like 30 times more memberships and recruit. And last number I heard was 18 times the number of associates opposed to those who don't attend the APT. So
We all need knowledge, and once we know knowledge and once we believe in the product ourselves, the rest of our either recruiting or selling is 85% our own enthusiasm. Now, some people say, well, I can fake it till I make it. That might be a good saying, but people can read you. They know if you really believe what you say. If you're always telling the truth, you don't have to go back and recant anything. You just stick with it. But we've got a great company. We've got a great deal. And next Monday night, Jeremy, we're going to have a great lady speaking. You know, she's from up in Idaho, and you know how hard it is to make it a purpose. She makes executive director month after month, usually bronze or silver executive director. It is Miss Aspen Marr, and she will be on next Monday night. And we've got a lot of great speakers in the very near future on the call. And I want to thank you, Jeremy, for helping. I want to apologize again to everybody. We had a little problem tonight on account of the storms, but I know over Tecumseh, Oklahoma, Jeremy, there's several people very seriously injured. Everything's really tore up bad, but unfortunately, right here where I live in Ada, well, it come out pretty strong, but the wind got up, but it didn't skip us, and I think it skipped you up there. And my daughter works out of Walmart, and they kept them in the middle of the store. It was so bad till just a little while ago, and they turned them loose because everything settled down. So everybody that's on the phone that prays, you might pray for some people in Oklahoma because they have lost their homes in different areas, and some of them lost their lives tonight. And, Jeremy, that's about all I have to say tonight. I apologize, Mr. Hughes, but I'm sure he's very faithful to the call, so if something maybe happened with his phone or something, he would be on. But if you don't have anything to say, I'd just like to say before I get off that, folks, let's keep putting God first and our family second and prepaid third, and thank all of you that's been praying for me. I'm getting stronger every day, and I'm hoping the next 2 to 4 weeks to get a good report to the doctor, even though I am getting to go more to the office than I was. So as far as my part, thank you. God bless you, and good night. And, Jeremy, I'll let you have the final word.
Good night, everyone.
Night.